Shooky Bill, that old Mick.
Edgar nodded. Ah, he's a lag. Did a stretch in Newgate, but not for long.
Oh, yes?
Pierce was suddenly interested. A shortened prison sentence often implied that the man made a deal to turn nose, to become an informer.
Got his ticket of leave early, did he?
Uncommon early, Edgar said.
And the Crushers gave him his broker's licence, quick-like, too.
Very odd, seeing as he's a Mick.
Pawnbrokers were licensed by the police, who shared the usual prejudice against Irishmen.
So he's in the uncle trade now, Pierce said.
Aye, Edgar said. But they say he deals barkers now and again, and they say he's a blower.
Pierce considered this at length and finally nodded.
Where is Bill now?
His uncle's shop is in Battersea, in Ridgeby Way.
I'll see him now, Pierce said, getting to his feet. I'll have a go at plucking the pigeon.
Don't make it too easy, Edgar warned.
Pierce smiled.
It will take all their best efforts.
He went to the door.
Here now, Edgar called to him with a sudden thought. It just came to my mind. What's there for a flash pool in Greenwich, of all places?
That, Pierce said, is the very question the Crushers will be asking themselves.
But is there a pool?
Of course.
A flash pool?
Of course.
But what is it, then?
Pierce shook his head. He grinned at Edgar's perplexed look and left the room. When Pierce came out of the accommodation house, it was twilight. He immediately saw the two Crushers lurking at opposite corners of the street. He made a show of looking nervously about, then walked to the end of the block, where he hailed a cab. He rode the cab several blocks, then jumped out quickly at a busy part of Regent Street, crossing the thoroughfare, and took a hansom going in the opposite direction. To all appearances, he was operating with the utmost cunning. In fact, Pierce would never bother with the crossover fakement to dodge a tail. It was a glocky ploy that rarely worked, and when he glanced out of the small back window of the hansom cab, he saw that he had not thrown off his pursuers. He rode to the Regency Arms public house, a notorious place. He entered it, left from a side door, which was in plain view of the street, and crossed over to New Oxford Street, where he caught another cab. In the process, he lost one of the Crushers, but the other was still with him. Now he proceeded directly across the Thames to Battersea to see Choky Bill.
This ends Disc 5.